WGCH News Center time is 7:32. Here's Tony Savino.
Okay, thanks, Jim. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night with one item on the agenda, and we'll speak about that with Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, on the line now. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
All right. You took up the Greenwich Plaza train station. Tell us, was this a public hearing, a meeting? Tell us about kind of that first and then what you talked about.
Sure. That's a great question. And in fact, that's exactly how we started the meeting, is just explaining some of the procedural issues here. The main point was we did not discuss the municipal improvement. That involves the air rights and the lease issues and all of that. The reason we did not discuss it is before the Planning and Zoning Commission can take that up, it has to be moved forward by the Board of Selectmen. And as you have reported, that action was not taken yet by them, hence the reason we didn't hear it last night. So what we did hear were the other three applications. One was a preliminary site plan, second was a special permit, and the third was the text amendment to allow for a little extra height and floor area. Those applications are zoning applications, and there are statutory timelines associated with them, which is why we moved forward without having the municipal improvement. Eventually, the two will have to come together, but last night was just focused on the site plan issues. So it was we ended at about 11:30, and we started at 7 o'clock, just to give you an idea of the level of discussion and presentation that went on. The applicant gave us a detailed explanation of all of the improvements that are proposed, including moving the movie theater to the other side of the block. In its place, where the movie theater is now, will be a park. There will be a water feature in the park, a new staircase up to the train platform. There will be improvements on the sidewalk with new landscaping. There will still be stores and restaurants along the strip, and then a brand new train station, of course, which is the big item. The train station itself will include an entryway into the new theater. The number of seats will be going down in the theater from what we have now, but they will be very nice recliner seats with food and drink offered and whatnot, so a big improvement to the movie theater. The other major improvement is on the south side of the train station, where they will be proposing to create a new station on that side. We had some very interesting statistics that were given to us about the need for the train station improvements. The last time it had been improved was actually in 1970. They talked about how ridership has increased by 20% over the last 15 years. There's over 8,500 riders every weekday in and out of Greenwich train station, and you add in the weekend, and that adds up to 2.5 million people per year coming to and from Greenwich train station. They noted it's the fourth busiest active rail system in the state after Stamford, Bridgeport, and New Haven. And this train ridership going up is not related to population increase. So they've done a lot of study on this. We were fortunate to have the bureau chief from the Department of Transportation come and speak to what a wonderful project they thought this was. The Department of Transportation owns the vast majority of train stations in the state, so it's rather unusual to have a privately owned train station. They, of course, are very supportive of the improvements here, and they said it would be at least 10 years, if not more, years away if this was going to be a publicly funded project. So I thought that was pretty interesting. They did talk about how who is riding the train. So we think of it as a commuter train station, but in fact commuters are now the minority at 48%, and that is predicted to continue to drop. So they are focusing on this growing 52% of the people that are taking the train. So if they're not commuters, who are they? We did spend some time trying to understand that, and it's just people using the train to get to somewhere other than for a job. That explains also their rationale for wanting to put a station on the south side. So after we kind of got through some of those basics, we had the architect, who is also the architect that worked for the last 15 years on Grand Central Station in New York City. They are very focused on historic preservation. They were also the architects that converted the Greenwich Post Office into the Restoration Hardware, so they are familiar with the town. They went through the project, explained why they have sited the train station the location that it is, as opposed to moving it somewhere else, and why they want wanted it to be a big prominent feature on that block. They talked a lot about scale and materials, but they also noted that this is preliminary, which that is the application type, which means that it is an opportunity for the commission and the public to give them guidance. And so the chairman then stopped the meeting at that point and said most of the comments that we have received have been about the architecture, so we then moved to public comment to hear their thoughts. This is around 9:30. I thought it was, for the vast majority, were positive. There were some comments saying that they didn't feel that the architect had hit it right yet in terms of the scale and in terms of meeting the Greenwich aesthetic, if you will. The chairman at the end had kind of summed it up and said it's a very interesting juxtaposition that we heard last night, because through the plan of conservation and development process, we heard a lot about community character and that people want that New England feel, but yet last night we heard a lot about how terrific this new, modern ish type of building was, and that most people really liked that look. So I think it's important, very important to the commission to have people comment on what they think about this proposal. It is available for people to take a look at on the website, because we want to make sure that we use this opportunity. The applicant is clearly very interested in doing what's right for the town and making this the best project that it can be for the next 50 years.
What was it, a well-attended meeting last night, Katie?
Yes, there were about 25 people or so from the public. Many of them spoke. As I said, the vast majority were positive. There was even if someone had something that they didn't feel was right with the building, they were very happy about the improvement to the train station in general and very thankful of the Ashworth family for wanting to put this investment into the town. As I said, we did not talk about the municipal improvement, so that's the other side of the coin, which we will take up at a later time. But all of these improvements, of course, there's a deal that's being made, a public-private partnership, if you will. So that part of it was not discussed. So last night we got to focus on all the improvements. So we'll see how it goes at the next meeting. But last night, as I said, was quite positive. One of the other things that I thought was interesting was a lot of commentary on the Bruce Museum expansion and what a wonderful thing this is for the town to have that in coordination with the train station. One of the things I was happy about having the people from the Department of Transportation there is for many, many years now, people have wanted to get some sort of improvement to the underpasses. I'm talking about Metro North and 995 that would connect Greenwich Avenue, you know, upper downtown, if you will, with the waterfront and with the museum. Suzanne Leo was there from the Bruce Museum, and both her and myself have talked about this for 5-6 years now and tried to reach out to the state and find out how we can get that done. Prior to us, for the last 20 years, there have been other people working on it, so it was great that we feel we have the right people, the right energy, and the right momentum to get that done as part of this project overall, even though that's not what the applicant is proposing. I think we can piggyback on that at this time.
All right. And, Katie, you've mentioned this is going to be a multi-meeting type of thing. Is it P&Z, I mean, from a zoning standpoint, mostly positive toward it?
Yes, like I said, it is preliminary, so we are at a stage where we're just giving guidance. We're very interested to hear what the Architectural Review Committee has to say, so we've asked them to go before that group. This is going to be a lengthy process. We've just started it. We will have a meeting dedicated just to this project again, because we want to make sure we give it the appropriate amount of time and not trying to get to other applications and whatnot. So we'll have to set up another meeting for them sometime in September. At that point, presumably they will have the municipal improvement moved forward by the Board of Selectmen, so we'll hear that side of the project, is what I anticipated the next meeting. We did talk a lot about parking and traffic issues, and we talked about the idea of having the train station itself creating a place where we believe you can look through the train station, through the Greenwich Plaza buildings to the water. So one of the big criticisms when the Greenwich Plaza was constructed in the 70s was it ruined the water view. They talked a lot about what Greenwich was like during that time period and how that all came to be. And I think it would just be a terrific thing to have this brand new, beautiful glass train station that you could actually have an area where you could, maybe a bar or something like that, but you could look through to the water. And so they thought that was interesting, and they're going to go back and explore that. There was a a lot of comments about wanting to have, you know, an area to advertise for people, making sure we have proper directional signage to, let's say, the Bruce Museum or to the Avenue, and just really updating the accessory types of things that one would want to see in a train station, such as, you know, the timetable, as an example. Right now, you look at the little red pamphlet or look at it on your phone or something, but it'd be nice to have that kind of amenity in the train station.
All right. Lots to talk about, Katie, and I'm sure, like you said, we'll talk more, and I guess we'll have you on next week, Tuck, because you have a regularly scheduled meeting coming up, right?
Yes, that will be on August 6th in all the right. Town Hall meeting room. Yep.
Look forward to that. Katie, thanks very much for your time. Thanks for the
Thank
report.
You.
Okay. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Jim.
Thank you, Tony.